Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to your community radio station, KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzak. I'm joined in the studio by Kim Whalen, and she's here to give us an update on the status of the Ketchikan Dog Park. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
First, tell people what the Ketchikan Dog Park is. Kind of its name is a little bit of a giveaway, but maybe a little more detail on that.
Yeah, I think our first question is always, where is the dog park? And we're still working on it. It hasn't been built yet, but we do have property. We have about 4 acres of land that we've leased from the borough out by Ward Lake. It's a great piece of land. People call it the plateau. So it's pretty ready. We just need to do some improvements, and we need to do a lot of fundraising, and we need to make sure that it's safe. There's a lot of debris out there that we've been cleaning up, and we need to buy a lot of fencing. So it's a work in progress.
And that is quite an interesting spot out there. It's been used for, I think the paintball field briefly was in there at a period of time. There were quite a few things that were there, and it is a big flat zone kind of at that junction to turn into the Ward Lake Recreation Area off to the other direction. How much of that space? It's a pretty good space, but I understand not all of that will be the dog park. Is that correct? Just a portion of it?
Pretty much the entire plateau.
Oh, okay.
Yep. The challenge that we have right now is it's a favorite place for people to go, and they have bonfires, or they use their four-wheelers, or they dump debris. And so we've been trying. One of our biggest needs right now is a gate so that we can block off access to the area by vehicle, so that all of the work we put in cleaning up the site doesn't get undone in between trips. We have dumped a pile of rock there to kind of discourage people from heading up, but that's one of our challenges, is to get a gate.
And while I'm aware it's there, I guess I have never explored that. Is there actually a road that goes up to it?
There is a road. If you turn left towards the salvage trailhead and head down a little bit further, there's a road on the left. And one of the things we've been doing is improving that road. It had some big potholes, and so we're improving the road. We've had some dirt and gravel delivered. And, of course, we need to do a lot of grading on the site to get ready for the fencing. We want to take off about 5 inches and get ready for some shot rock. And so we're looking for people that have access to machinery and some time to donate so that they can help us do these site preparations while we're waiting for the funding for fencing.
And I would imagine the fencing is an important part of it because of people being able to get in there and potentially tear it up or whatever it may be. Like you said, bonfires, people driving through there. Seems like that would be a challenge to block that off without a fence.
Yes, and a gate. A gate's going to help until the site is ready. And then the shot rock and everything we have budgeted out isn't going to be too bad, but the fencing is going to be fairly expensive. But we're going to do movable fencing so that as soon as we get some fencing in place, we can have a small area that's ready for use for dogs immediately and work towards our goal of having several different areas fenced off.
Okay, and you mentioned shot rock, I guess, in there. What is the ultimate goal? I mean, all of us love a little, you know, lawned area. I don't know how practical that is here in Southeast, but what is, I guess, the goal initially and then maybe the future goal for that piece of property?
Well, the shot rock is going to be for the foundation. We haven't really decided what we're going to put on the top. We don't want grass. We don't want to have to mow, as you know how grass can grow in the summer. And it's a little messy to kind of clean up after. We've looked at river rock, but that's super expensive. We've looked at bark. We've looked at wood chips. We haven't really made a final decision. It's probably going to come down to cost and kind of sustainability. Depending on what we choose, we may have to replenish it throughout the year, you know, depending on what the dogs do at the park. But so the shot rock's kind of for the foundation.
So it might be dirt at first, in a sense, or something, or a
rock,
layer of
pretty
rock?
Pretty much rock, yeah. And then we hope to get something down before we open it up to animals. We just wood chips were looking really promising. There are a lot of people in town that are chopping up alders and could make that available. So,
is that a current concern about it rotting away or anything, or it
oh,
works
yeah,
pretty well?
We've done some research, you know, in terms of the different types of material, and it's tricky to find something that's affordable, that's going to stand with the rain, have suitable drainage, is easy to clean up after, and so we haven't really decided yet what we're going to do.
Where are you at this point with funding? You mentioned needing fencing, needing to improve the area. How is the fundraising going, and when do you anticipate you'll be able to actually do some improvements up there, have enough funding to do that?
Well, our next big fundraiser, we're going to be at Blueberry again this year. We'll have T-shirts. We'll have homemade dog treats. We're going to have some keychains and all sorts of good stuff. We're going to have a gift basket that people can win. But for the most part, we're going to have to get grants because we're looking at a significant amount of money. And so we were working with Rasmussen, and they said we're too new to really qualify for some of their larger grants. And so we're going to reach out to the borough and see if they'll do a pass-through grant for us, basically apply for the grant on our behalf and administer the funds for us, since they are obviously an established entity. So that's our step right now, is to see if we can work with the borough to get a grant through Rasmussen.
And you're now an established nonprofit.
Yep.
I guess you're new, new, but are a nonprofit. So if people were to, say, donate services or materials, that could be tax deductible to them?
Yep, we have our nonprofit status, and we can give out our tax ID to anybody who wants a receipt for donations. Absolutely.
Are there any, dog related grants out there, certain organizations or companies perhaps that offer grants for things like this? It seems like you see those kinds of things, but maybe not necessarily in a town this small. I don't know. Have you looked into that kind of thing?
We have. I think our best bet at this point is going to be a Rasmussen grant in terms of how much money we need. We've broken the project into three different phases. The first phase is pretty much site prep, getting rid of all the debris, grading it down to a flat surface, and getting all the shot rock in there, improvements to the road, and hopefully putting in a fence. And that's not terribly expensive, but once we get into the fencing and putting on the top layer and everything, we're going to be needing about $25,000 or $30,000. And so the smaller grants would be helpful. But we're definitely looking towards the larger grants if we're able to get them.
And I guess I was looking at things like dog food, national dog food companies, things like that. I know that they do offer grant or they do funding for certain things. Have you looked into anything along those lines?
We haven't really found anything that's applicable to what we're doing. There's a lot of people out there seeking help, unfortunately.
Right.
And, you're competing with rescues, which is also a very important entity. And so a lot of successful dog parks have had support from their local parks and rec, and we're thrilled to get the property, and we kind of told the borough we were going to work this one out on our own. So grants are where we're at the moment, and if they'll work with us and help us get that grant, that'll be helpful.
How many people do you have involved in the project and helping to get this going, roughly?
Well, we have a board of about 6 or 7 members who are really dedicated. Public is welcome at any of our meetings. And then we've just recently asked people to give us their contact information if they're willing to donate or volunteer. So we've started to assemble a database. I'd say we have about 20 names of people who are, hey, I'm interested. Let me know if I can pick up debris or if I can come out and, rake or whatever we need you to do. And that's important, too, because we need to show community support when we apply for these grants, that there are people here that support us and are interested in making this go forward and committed to helping us. So, and then at Blueberry, we're going to be taking signups, too, if anybody's willing to give us their name, their number, their email address, and help us in the future. We're trying to kind of amass a movement.
Do you have regular cleanup parties or something?
They're not scheduled right now. We do announce them on Facebook when we do them. We've had a couple of them. The Coast Guard went out and did an amazing job for us one day and cleaned up a ton of debris, and we thank them. But when we do have cleanup parties, we do post them on Facebook and invite everybody to join us.
If people are interested in that Facebook page, what is it called? How do you find it?
It's Ketchikan Dog Park.
That's pretty easy to remember. That's an easy one to remember.
Yep.
And what ultimately are there other things you're hoping to do? Obviously, you're trying to get the site prepped, get a fence up, and then are there thoughts about, training courses, special, who knows, doggy swimming pool, I don't know what, but I mean special things maybe in the future once you get to that point. Obviously that's down the line, but is there a dream, I guess, for that?
Absolutely. I know a lot of people in Ketchikan have dogs that don't play well with others, and so people are like, I couldn't use a dog park, I'm not for the dog park, but we recognize that need, especially in Ketchikan. A lot of people try and find the trails at night or on off peak hours, so we're going to try and put in some private runs, two of them hopefully, that people can reserve or check out for 30 minutes, and they can just bring their own dog and work on off-leash training, work on obedience, maybe if they have two dogs they know that get along, so that they don't have to be thrown into the park with all these other dogs. And I think that's a huge need, especially here in Ketchikan. The other thing we hope to do is eventually add agility equipment. I have some at my home. You can make it out of PVC. It does really well in the rain. You can put a couple of things together and challenge the dogs and their minds and kind of entertain them at the same time, and we'll have plenty of space for that. So that's kind of the long term. And we do hope to have a water feature, one that's basically filled with the rain, so might not be much of a water feature at this point.
but many dogs love water.
Yes, yes. And trying to find a good place with natural, like fresh water, not salt water, for them to play and swim that's not running into people is a tricky thing. So
that's true. Maybe that's a cordoned off area too.
Yeah.
After the dog shakes, they go through a little run and get to come out and get towel dried or something.
There you go.
I don't know. How much of a need is there for this? I know there are leash laws. There's all sorts of things, and many people, want to let their dogs run and give them that opportunity to release that energy. How many people, I guess, have come forward saying, yeah, this is great, thanks for doing this, because we really need it?
We really have not found anybody who's not supportive or not interested, especially when they find out that we're going to try ultimately to include these private runs. Every dog owner has been interested. There aren't a lot of fenced-in yards in this area. People don't have places they can take their dogs off-leash. It's tricky to have them off-leash on trails. You never know who you're going to run into. People aren't always open to having dogs run up to them on the trail, or they may have a dog that's not friendly. And so it happens, but it's not ideal. Or using the ballparks is another thing that people are doing. So having a safe, sanctioned, fenced place for dogs to just chase a ball, chase each other, play, burn off that energy, I think is going to be a huge thing for Ketchikan. And we've had a lot of support and a lot of interest.
Okay, and you mentioned needing quite a bit of money. How have you gotten enough to do anything yet? I guess get a little fence or get a little gravel, or is it still really need to do some major fundraising?
We have been able to fund our operation in terms of paying for our business license, and renewing our status with the borough and so forth and so on, which is important and helpful. And it's raised awareness, all of our different fundraising efforts. But we need we've estimated about $125,000 total to complete the park the way we've envisioned it. A good $50,000 to start fencing off area and to get the ground graded, filled, and safe. So we need grants. The other thing we've been able to do is leverage donated equipment. We've been able to do we got a couple of loads of shot rock that were donated to help improve the access road, and some equipment was donated temporarily for our use, and we were able to use that. So through the generosity of our community, we've actually been able to do things that would have cost us a few thousand dollars already. So that's what we're in-kind donations are greatly appreciated.
You mentioned that great ways, I guess, of getting in touch with you is going to the Facebook page, mm-hmm. Ketchikan Dog Park Facebook page. You'll be at the Blueberry Festival, that coming up August 1st. And is that the best way to reach people, or is there another route?
We do have a website, ketchikandogpark.org, but really Facebook is the best way to reach us, or they can email me. I'm at kimwhalen@gmail.com. That's W-H-A-L-E-N. And we're always happy to talk to people. It's kind of a fun project because it's all fun and happy. The board has a lot of fun. We're motivated to get it done. Doing a cause for making animals happy is kind of a fun thing to do. So
yeah, I was going to say that it's one of those things. It's a feel good thing as opposed to something that maybe is a tougher project and people are doing it out of commitment.
Right, and we try and involve dogs in as many of our fundraisers as we can, and so we have a lot of fun. Unfortunately, we haven't raised a lot of money at our fundraisers, but like I said, people are having a good time. We get the animals together. And
raising awareness.
And raising awareness, yep.
Okay, anything else you wanted to add?
Our T-shirts are available at Groomingdale's. They're $10. We've just ordered some additional extra large and large. We had run out, and we'll have those at Blueberry also. And stop by our booth and say hi.
Okay, and those T-shirts help towards funding everything. Great.
Yep.
Okay. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Kim Whalen, she is on the board of the Ketchikan Dog Park. Again, if you have any questions about that, you can check out their Facebook page, Ketchikan Dog Park, easy to remember, their website, or you can see them at the Blueberry Festival or contact Kim as well. Many options.